Comrades of War by Sven Hassel, narrated by Sammy Anderson. They were not so much people as animals, sometimes small and frightened, huddling together in cattle cars, wounds gaping, tongues swelling, even as they licked the moist frost from the walls. Each of them wondering if he would be the next to die before reaching the crude operating table. And sometimes brawling, robbing, and raping as they swept into Hamburg to glut themselves on life for one more day, or just one more night. And sometimes they were heroes pushing their way through the Russian lines, the Legionnaire, Sven, and Tiny, all of them knowing they had lost the war, and every last shred of their own humanity. The slightest pain in your little finger causes you more uneasiness and anxiety than the destruction and death of millions of people. This book is dedicated to all common soldiers born in the year 1917 who suffered the most during the last great war. We were delivered to the main first aid station. The doctor bawled us out because we were so incredibly filthy and crawling with lice. He'd never received such pigs before, he told us. This doctor was very young and had seen very little. Up to then, he had only sniffed at medicine in the medical factory in Graz. Tiny told him off. He called him all sorts of names he should have kept to himself, and not a clean word in the lot. The doctor flew into a rage. He scrupulously took down everything Tiny had said, as well as his name and detachment. Swearing by his newly acquired military honor, he vowed that Tiny would long remember the punishment he'd get unless he was lucky enough to die during the transport, which he sincerely hoped he would. The young doctor displayed vociferous pleasure at Tiny's screaming during the operation, as grenade splinters were extracted from his well-fleshed body. 3 weeks later, the doctor was shot, tied to a willow tree. He had operated on a general who'd been bitten by a boar. The general died under the knife. The medical officer had been drunk and was in no condition to perform. Someone in the Army Corps requested a report, and the medical officer didn't hesitate to place the responsibility on the young doctor. Incompetence and neglect of duty, the court-martial put it. His screaming as they dragged him off to that willow tree was indecently loud. He couldn't be made to walk, and four men had to carry him. One of them held the doctor's head in a vise under his arm. Two others held on to his legs. The fourth pinned his arms to his sides and breast. He could feel the pounding of the young doctor's heart. It raced. They told him he ought to face it like a man, that a man should be ashamed to cry. But it's hard to be a man for a person of 23 who believes he's a superior being for having become a reserve army surgeon with 2 stars. It was an ugly execution, said those who shot him, old infantrymen from the 94th Regiment. They ought to know. They had executed many. They were capable guys, the men from the 94th. Chapter 1. Auxiliary Field Hospital Train 877 East. The frost plunged red-hot knives into everything living and dead and swept the forest with a crackling sound. The locomotive heading the endless Red Cross train whistled long and plaintively. The white exhaust steam looked cold against the Russian winter day. The engineers wore fur caps and padded jackets. Inside the long string of freight cars, with the Red Cross marked on top and sides, lay hundreds of mangled soldiers. As the train tore ahead, the snow on the embankment was sent swirling in the air and pierced through the frosted walls of the cars. I was lying in car 48, together with Tiny and the Legionnaire. Tiny was lying on his stomach. An explosive had hit him in the back, and half his behind had been torn off by a mortar shell. The little Legionnaire had to hold up a mirror to him several times a day so he could contemplate the war damage.
Don't you think I can wangle a GBH, you know?